Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a biblical concept, a biblical theological doctrinal truth that multitudes are not paying attention to, and realizing that all of these things that we see taking place in America and around the world today are part and parcel. They're pieces of the gigantic puzzle that's being brought together that's called the chronology of eschatological truth. The prophetic truth of the Word of God is today to be recognized, because we are living in the last of the last days. And in that part of that living in the last days, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the very verge of war with Russia, we're on the very verge of war with China, we're on the very verge of the collapse of our economic system, we're on the verge of seeing a totalitarian regime take full control in America that will lead into the last days, where the Antichrist will rule and reign with an iron fist. We're talking with one of our 4 sons. Greg is with us online today, and I'm thankful that Greg could take time out of his schedule to talk about this very serious issue. Greg, before our news break, and I was fascinated by the fact that the news break talked about the interest rates probably be increased sooner than later, as the Biden administration has spoken of. Speak to that a moment, how that falls into the last of the last days for America, for the American economy, and what it will do if they introduce the Fed coin, take away our greenbacks and our real money, and give us fiat dollars, and along with that, increase the interest rates. How will that affect the sovereignty of America? How will that affect the average citizen in relationship to what we have and what we think that we have?
Well, I will make one little correction there. You know, the greenback, folks have called the U.S. dollar, that actually goes back to, you know, Civil War time, you know, greenback. But regardless, if we call it the dollar, the greenback, whatever, if it's digital or it's printed, it's the same. It's manipulated by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. They're issuing debt on a daily basis, and they're buying debt on a daily basis. And with what we call fractional lending with the banks, and by the way, I can't do this without about a 50-foot-long whiteboard, top to bottom, you know, sort of ceiling kind of thing, to be able to explain to folks. But they've been running the printing presses with our dollars. And if they issue you the digital currency, it's still the same. It's a fiat currency. It's not backed by anything. When we left the gold standard, we went to the petrodollar standard, if you will, and that gave the dollar some value internationally, because OPEC nations had to sell their oil in U.S. dollars in order for us to protect them militarily. I know a lot of you folks have no earthly clue that that's why we fight wars in the Middle East, or we have fought wars in the Middle East. However, you know, the fiat currency, the collapse of the currency, the international financial collapse that will come with that, is something I believe the Antichrist needs in order for him to grab power, for him to be able to step on the scenes, and for people to go, that's just what we need. We need this savior to fix our problems. Now, I'd like for you to look back at history. After World War One, Germany had accrued a lot of debt, and all of a sudden they're hamstrung and they've got a lot of debt. And they decided the fix for that, when the debt started being called due, is we'll just run the printing presses. We'll pay it back with devalued Deutschmarks. And guess what? The currency became worthless. Literally, people were getting paid on the quarter day and the half day, because if they waited to the end of the day, the money was worth half as much as it was at the beginning of the day. If you doubt me, look back at history. Kids in school today are not being taught that. They're not being basic supply and demand is not taught them, but supply and demand today is no longer the entire metric necessary for you to understand the reason why we have inflation, the reason why, you know, the pricing matters in the stores and all. Are so many things play into it, but the currency that's available, the money supply that's available, plays into it. It's a huge part. And then the manipulated interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve's dictating what interest rates are. You know, they're lending at certain rates and borrowing at certain rates. Who controls that? Well, if it's a supply and demand model, we'd be paying over 10% on our treasuries today. But we're only paying 2%, 2.5%, some of it less than 2%. The real world today would be at least 10%, but since they pulled the rubber band back so far, for it to exceed the 16.26%, which it capped out at in 1981, would be nothing. Would be nothing, because in little, if you can just print your way out of debt, what's 50% inflation or 100%? It's nothing, because they can just keep printing money and pay back the debt with inflated currency, which means it's worth less than the money that they borrowed. When the world, well, the world has realized this. The world has realized this. Why do you think they're not buying our debt in the numbers that they were historically? When our debt goes to auction, our treasury, bills, bonds, and notes, the Federal Reserve gobbles up a huge chunk of that. Your retirement funds gobble up a huge chunk of that. So you, literally, if you're planning on that retirement, you go, everything's good. I'm watching the numbers. It's all looking good. It's a farce. You've been fooled. Why do you think they've dumbed down the culture over the past 100 years? They need a dumbed-down culture to accept these things and to assume. I mean, people are saying inflation's run away. And they, how do you think that happened? It's by design. And when you play into the chaos, tons of folks will say, we need more government services. What do you think caused the problem? Government caused the problem that they're not now offering the solutions to.
Greg, when you say by design, what would that design be for, and how is that design controlled? And the third finger, a tentacle to that question, how does China play into our debt, our national debt, and how does that play into where we stand today with the tension between America and China because of Taiwan?
Well, China doesn't hold as much debt as some people think. I know the number's in excess of a trillion, but it's not like they're gobbling up all of our debt. But we are joined economically at the hip. We are the number one purchaser, I still believe, of Chinese products. And we've exported all this manufacturing to China, to Taiwan, to Vietnam, to these places in faraway countries, many of whom do not like us very much. All right? But when I say it's orchestrated, if you follow a, you know, Marxist philosophy, if you follow a Fabian society philosophy, if you follow a what's the two Columbia professors that seem to think we needed to overwhelm the system, collapse the system, it's Fabian society. Folks, look that up. The Fabian Society. It's been around for 150 or more years. And
I'm trying to remember the two P professors, Piven.
Cloward and Piven. So look up Cloward and Piven. Yeah, look up Cloward and Piven strategy. It's articulated. If you look up Fabian Society and you do some reading, you'll find that each of these believes that we ought to crush the system in order to rebuild it, destroy the system in order to rebuild it, overwhelm the system in order to rebuild it. So when I say it's by design, the fact that our system is being overrun, we've got over 20 million illegal aliens that have been allowed to come into this country and stay in this country and feed at the trough in this country. What do you think that's all about? What overwhelms the system? They offer social welfare programs to virtually every single one, both legal and illegal, that come into this country. That's about overwhelming the system. And all of this costs money, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars per annum. Now, when the system is overwhelmed and it collapses, the same people that overwhelmed and collapsed the system will be the ones saying, we'll fix it for you. Just give us more power. Adolf Hitler offered the fix. And the parliament of his day signed off on what they called the enabling legislation to give them the authority to do the things to fix the system. How do you like that? Is that sounding more and more like what we're dealing with in America? Each day, Joe Biden grabs a little more power by executive order. He signed more executive orders than any of his predecessors. What do you think that's all about? That's executive authority. That's fiat power. That is a king. That is not an Article II president. Article II president is required to faithfully execute the laws. Just read Article II. That's a component. That's a component of the charge for an Article II president of the United States. Is he faithfully executing the laws? the laws say you can't just walk across this border and go and do whatever you want to. He's not just letting them walk across the border. He's shipping them all over the United States, putting them on airplanes and buses and shipping them all over the United States. By the way, at the same time that that's being allowed, you're being told you got to go get vaccinated. But they're shipping hundreds of thousands, now millions, just in the past 12 months, all over the United States without vaccination. So how important are those vaccinations, folks? Really?
Well, it's a scare tactic. It's a screen that's been, a smoke screen that's been used to be able to implement the strong arm approach of the Marxist, Karl Marxist, socialist, BLM, Democratic Communist Party that's wanting to do that. But all that you've said, let's tie some loose ends together. Is that part of the Build Back Better scheme? And if so, what does it mean to build back better based on Karl Marx's philosophy? And what are they really wanting to crush an economy, to crush an American military, to crush the will of the people in order to stand up a socialist, Marxist, communist regime? Is that what you're alluding to? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what is real? Is that, and how does that play into the last of the last days? Will that be the type of economy? Will that be the type of system? Will America survive? Will America be in the last of the last days?
Listen, I am not the senior theologian at this table. You are. However, I believe we will both agree. We don't see the United States in these eschatological texts. You know, you may see a hint of or a glint of, but you don't see America clearly defined in the eschatological text within the Scripture. You do see a revived Roman Empire, and you could say, well, maybe we're a component. But the collapse, and by the way, folks, I don't want y'all to think that I think that Joe Biden is smart enough to pull off what's happening here. This is not his plan. This is truly demonic, and literally you got folks running all over Capitol Hill that have no earthly clue that they are tools of Satan and his empire today. I mean, he's still a prince of the power of the air. This fellow has at least 6,000 years of practice on us, and he's working his will and his way right now in the halls of Congress. The Build Back Better scam included less than 10% genuine infrastructure. Building back. By the way, Build Back Better. Has Joe Biden ever built anything other than his and Hunter's bank accounts? He's never built anything. He's never had a legit business in his life. He's a fraud from the get-go. When he ran for president back in the 80s, the man's fraud, his lies were exposed. He was lying and plagiarizing as he was going through law school. The fellow's been a liar and a fraud from the get-go. He's not smart enough to pull off what's going on right now today. But if you spend trillions of dollars building back better, that's trillions of dollars of additional debt. By the way, all this money is stolen. It's generational theft. Your kids and your grandkids will not be handed assets. They'll be handed a bill to pay for the partial assets. If you're getting less than 10 cents on the dollar genuine infrastructure, but we call it Build Back Better, your kids are getting 10 cents on the dollar, you know, so they get $1 trillion of debt, $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $5 trillion in debt, and prior generations got $500 billion in assets. You go, hold on, how does this pay off? How does this work out for them? Our kids and our grandkids are being ripped off before our very eyes. And for every person that my age, you have any understanding, if you're not screaming to the heavens saying this is wrong, this is evil, you're not doing your job. By the way, I'm just from a civil perspective trying to expose the truth so that our kids and our grandkids do not pay a heavy, heavy price for our misdeeds.
Absolutely. Greg, hold your thought for just a minute. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Yeah.
Delighted to have you with us today, Jim. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Thomas Jefferson was railing about this back in the 1700s, about the Federal Reserve not being beholden to the Constitution or the United States. I do believe that they have a part in it as well. Like Greg was saying earlier, when Nixon removed us from the gold standard back in the 70s there, you know, the Federal Reserve then became a regulatory body for currency, and the oil dollar became the standard. And the United States really historically only has a very small time period or timeline right now where we've had what they call the standard, the currency of standard there. It used to be the British pound or the British sterling prior to World War II. Russia or China would love nothing more than to take that away from us there. And I remember the 70s, and I can tell you that stagflation and the things that were going on back then, that's not fun. I'm sure you remember it too, Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely. That's part of the legacy left by Jimmy Carter.
Yes, it is.
Right now, Jimmy Carter's rejoicing. I don't know if our listeners know that. He's having a party every day. Because now
he's number three now.
he's not the sorriest president in history now. he's been displaced by Biden. Greg, how do you respond to Jim's analysis and statement?
Well, the stagflation comment just hits nail on the head in that we are experiencing it today. You're hearing talk out of the Federal Reserve and their money manipulation that's been going on for decades now, but they're talking about this interest rate, a series of interest rate hikes as they go up with the interest rate. Understand, for every point that they go up, if this translates to Treasury rates going up, we've got debt, an enormous pile of debt stacked up over here, and that would translate over time into higher interest rates on our debt. No matter how much they try to manipulate it, it's going to mean higher interest rates on our debt. Very quickly in the United States, when you get to about 10% interest rate on the debt, if you took all of the money to the Federal Reserve, to the Treasury each year, it could only service the debt, only pay interest. No Social Security, no Medicare, no military, no other social services, folks realize how dire that this can get very quickly. But today, if they raise interest rates, the stagflation that I believe we're already seeing gets worse. You will see the prices of things going up, but the economy is not growing. And this is, again, by design. It's wicked and it's evil, but it's absolutely by design. The chaos, it's generated or created chaos, because in generated or created chaos, people are willing to give up their rights, give up their liberties in order to be fed. Folks in Venezuela, they voted for Hugo Chavez. Within a dozen years, they started having food. They enjoyed the cheap or free gas. They enjoyed the giveaway houses and things like that. And within 10 or 12 years, the inflation went off the charts, and toilet paper shortages, food shortages. How long are you folks willing to go without food or toilet paper? I'm not willing to go very long. But it got dire very quickly, and then they started, well, here is your food card. Here is your government food card. You can go and get food. Oh, but now for you to get the food card, you need to go work in the fields for 90 days so you can get your food card. Folks, understand that the taste of socialism, that won't kill you. It's the 5 years or 10 years into socialism. By the way, we're a ways into it. We've got a bunch of socialism already ingrained in the culture, and every day it gets to be a little bit more. They want the free child care paid for by the taxpayers. Not free. They need to remove free from the lexicon of the English language when associated with government. Government doesn't do anything free. They seize money, and then they buy votes with that money. And that's what's going on.
Jim, you got any comments, footnote on that before we continue?
Just one. In capitalism there, the bread is waiting on every person that wants to buy it. In socialism, you are waiting in line for the bread. It's about as simple as it gets, gentlemen.
Yes. Jim, thank you so much for your comments and joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about living in the last days, and I believe we're living in the last days based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Greg, with the few minutes that we have left, I want us to talk about one very simple thing. We're on the very verge, as I'm told by most of those that are in the know, that we're on the verge of a war with China and a war with Russia. Do you believe it'll be an actual firing war, where we'll be what would be called a hot war? Will it be the start of a cold war? Will we have boots on the streets in Russia or in China? Or will China have boots on the streets in America or Russia? I'm looking at an article to set the stage with my question, Greg. Dated October of last year, October the 13th, China says U.S.-China war is imminent. In this report, if this report is true and U.S. is about to suffer a major defeat, will we send the U.S. on a downward spiral? Superpower days would be over. And it goes on to say this: the feminized, homosexualized, transgenderized, demoralized U.S. military was unable after 20 years to defeat a few thousand lightly armed Taliban. The demoralized U.S. military has since been destroyed by Austin and Milley insistence that white American troops are racist and misogynist, as whites are the backbone of the U.S. military, having been demoralized by the anti-white, anti-American, Democratic Biden regime. The dumb Democrats have no one to fight the wars, end quote. And it goes on. China has now publicly announced that unless the United States of America will promptly remove the Chinese Taiwan province, the military forces that is recently sent there, China will soon send military forces into the province, because not only did the U.S. secretly send special operation forces onto the island, but because since the U.S. has exposed the news through anonymous officials, it has taken a step forward to undermine from covertly to semi-overtly the key conditions for the establishment of diplomatic relations between Chinese mainland and the U.S., the statement goes on to say, threatening to cut off diplomatic relations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Greg, the position that I take is that I believe without any equivocation we'll have conflict with China, whether it be what's called a hot war. China's already said, and I've got a 10-page article here, China's already said that if we have men, military people, personnel, in or around Taiwan, that they would kill, this is their words, they will kill each and every one of them. That's a hot war. That's killing American citizens, American soldiers. Will we retaliate? Will we respond? And should we? When we look at the scripture, ladies and gentlemen, in the 9th chapter of the book of the Revelation, we see a 200 million man army coming into the picture of the last days of the tribulation. In the last days of the tribulation, according to Daniel chapter 11, about verses 41 and following, ladies and gentlemen, actually 42 and following, the thing that troubles the Antichrist in the latter days of the tribulation is the rumors and the rumblings coming out of the east, and it's talking about the Far East, that's talking about China. China will be a major key player. China is a major key player in the last days, eschatologically speaking, based on the authority of the Word of God. So, Greg, are we, in your opinion, is this the trigger? In your opinion, should America continue to defend Taiwan? We had a treaty with Taiwan. We've misused our obligations with our treaty. Right now, the Biden administration, according to what I've read and researched, they're not willing to take a stand. So how do we stand eschatologically in relationship to China? Is China a threat to America? Yes or no? Why is China such a threat to America? Why does China want to dominate? Is China already dominating?
That's a tall order. China's definitely a threat. China's a bigger threat than Russia is. But yes. I'll tell you right now, based on my analysis of the current administration, I can tell you exactly what they will do. They will do exactly what will benefit Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's bank account the greatest. Right now, millions of dollars have flowed in from Russia, from Ukraine, and from China into the Biden coffers. So tell me, who owns him? Well, I guess whoever paid the most. I think China has the leading edge right now when they did the $1.2, $1.3 billion investment in BHR Capital, which Hunter Biden was a partner in. That's probably the biggest single, you know, dose of money, and I don't know how much of that money he ended up with in his personal hands. I don't know who gave him the $50,000, $80,000 diamond. I think the $3.5 million came from the former wife of the mayor of Moscow. I don't know what all of that was about. But money has flowed. I mean, $1 million a year out of that one company in Ukraine for Biden sitting on the board of directors, even though he knew nothing about Ukraine and knew nothing about the gas industry. But hey, you folks, y'all decide that for yourselves. The reality is, this is definitely wars and rumors of wars. We have an obligation under treaty with Taiwan. We don't have the same obligation with Ukraine. You know, they're not a NATO member. And, of course, Russia doesn't want them to become a NATO member. And, of course, Biden was over that entire region as vice president. That's how he pulled off the deal to get rid of Poroshenko, or whatever his name was, the attorney general over there that was going to investigate the company that his son was on the board of directors with. So anyway, y'all have to do your own homework. Don't count on CNN or MSNBC to do it for you. Don't even look for it on Google or YouTube, because they will hide it from you. They're also the ones that hid from you the laptop pre-election because of all the criminality, I believe, is exposed on the laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden.
Yes,
but at the end of the day,
hold your thought just a moment. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hi, this is Miranda, Dr. Youngblood. I just have a brief comment. I know we're getting short on time. Anybody in Economics 101 in college knows that the more money you print, the less the value of the money, and therefore you have inflation. And then my other comment is something that my brother often says, he's also a conservative. He says, what have they done to our country? He says, all I do is look around and think, what have they done to our country? Anyway, that's it. Okay. Thank you so
Miranda,
much.
Miranda, you had some very, very sharp points, and both of them are very well stated and integrated into our comments today about the last of the last days. We're seeing the demoralization and the decline and the undermining of the foundations of America. We're watching America now being drawn into international intrigue, as I would call it, with Russia and with China. And I believe as a result of that, we see the prophetic text coming to fruition. Greg, you talked about just a moment ago, we don't know exactly how much the Biden cabal got out of Ukraine. Looking at an article that says, based on research, Biden's got $31 million from the Chinese intelligence, according to the research. It is Peter Schweitzer, the president of the Governmentally Accountability Institute and author of The Profits in Corporation and China and Clinton Cash. Priestley has warned China's influence on the administration of Joe Biden has created an issue for him involving foreign entanglements. He's now going much further with the direct claim that China paid Biden's family more than $31 million through individual links to the highest realms in the Chinese intelligence, end quote. And it goes further and further and further. But Greg, as we look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will lead a five-nation Islamic group against Israel will ultimately be a international battle, become a world war. We've got about 45 seconds. Wrap up those loose ends for us. And then what should we do as Christians based on what we see that we know is biblical, that we know is coming about because God said it?
We are seeing more and more and more evidence that we are living in those last days. For any pastor that's not preaching from eschatological text and explaining to the parishioners, the members in the pew, if you're not explaining the scripture, what it has to say about these things, you're not doing your job. Matter of fact, when Paul said, I've fought the good fight, I've finished the course, I've won the race, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, for all those that love his appearing. Pastors, I want you to love his appearing so much that you're willing to tell people
Amen.
About his appearing and the day and the way that day is going to look based on the scripture.
Amen. And Greg, I could put a footnote to that. We need to look up, lift up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.